Some federal workers in Juneau were fired again this month after the Supreme Court declined to reverse the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the federal workforce. This comes after the employees were fired earlier this year and reinstated last month. The firings could hurt Southeast Alaska's economy. Aaron Lambert was a fisheries management specialist at NOAA's Alaska Regional Office in Juneau when he was part of the national wave of terminations in February. He was reinstated and put on administrative leave with pay in March when a U.S. District Court judge in Maryland ruled that the firings at several agencies were illegal. But Lambert was fired again on April 10. He says his supervisors didn't know until he told them, and he hasn't received a separation package yet.
It's tough to make decisions right now. I honestly feel a little bit lost.
He's 41 years old. His wife works for the state, and his young daughter goes to daycare in the federal building downtown, where his old office is. Lambert says he's picked up some work at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the lab where he did his graduate research, but has had to take a 50% pay cut.
Being back at the university, most of the graduate students there were all hoping to get federal jobs in the future, whether it's at NOAA or Fish and Wildlife Service or something similar to that. And the mood there is really not good. People aren't feeling great about their decision to go into science.
The federal workforce is a mainstay for Southeast Alaska's economy. According to numbers from Southeast Conference, a regional economic development organization, more than 2,000 federal jobs brought in nearly $200 million in earnings in 2023. In addition to the local economic effects of losing federal jobs, there are physical impacts when work goes undone. At NOAA, Lambert's job was to estimate how many salmon are in South Central's Cook Inlet and how many need to reproduce each year to support a sustainable fishery. He says that without enough staff monitoring fish stocks, certain fisheries may not open, or management decisions could be made with poor information. Federal agencies are also losing support staff, like Taylee Escalante. She was an administrative assistant at the National Weather Service in Juneau, where she was born and raised. Like Lambert, she was fired in February, reinstated in March, and fired again this month.
It really sucked feeling like I finally got like a really good job, and for it to just be like, it's not my own fault for it getting taken away.
She processed payroll and helped manage the budget. She says her job included finding ways for the office to save money. A vast majority of the land in Southeast is federally owned. Robert Venables, the executive director of Southeast Conference, says that influences every economic sector here, including recreation, timber, mining, and energy development.
We've seen the president say it's a priority of his administration to make the natural resources more readily available, and it's going to take federal personnel to do that.
The Supreme Court did not rule on the legality of the firings issued by the Trump administration, leaving that to be decided in lower courts where cases are pending. Federal agencies have not released a tally of the workers who were fired, nor have they reported reinstatements or refirings. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.